And now for our story. This afternoon, Ben Calvert's big black limousine rolled smoothly along the highway which led back to Wakefield from Stanton, the county seat, where Kit's marriage to Bill Meade has just been dissolved. Ben was at the wheel, with his daughter Kit beside him, while Jessie, his wife, sat in back. Now, as he drives through the peaceful countryside, Ben's voice is complacent as he says,
"That Farnsworth, certainly a competent man. Smooth as butter, too."
"Yes. He made that MacKillop look like a country bumpkin. Hey, by the way, will Mr. Farnsworth be at the house for dinner tonight?"
"He'll let us know. He had some other business to attend to in Stanton. Might drive on back to Chicago from there."
"Well, it doesn't matter especially. I just wondered."
"I really enjoyed myself this morning. You know, Angus MacKillop's always had it in for me. And I know he'd love to trip me up if he ever got a chance. But he didn't do himself much good this morning."
"Well, he struck me as being rather ill at ease. As if he knew very well he was fighting a losing battle. He didn't have a thing on his side, actually."
"Well, the old scarecrow. With that red hair, his tie all on one side. Of course, I'll have to admit he's an intelligent enough man when it comes to law. But he has no sense at all in a business way. If he did, he'd never have taken a case like this. He must have known he couldn't win."
"Maybe he's another victim of Bill's boyish charm. It's surprising how so many people in Wakefield are taken in by it."
"Well, at least you don't need to worry anymore, Kit. I knew Judge Willoughby would deny that ridiculous petition for the child. He couldn't do anything else. They didn't have a single statement they could make stick."
"No, they didn't. Thank goodness."
"Well, my dear, now will you stop worrying about things? Cheer up a little. We've got the baby. Your divorce has gone through. Everything's fine. Next time you listen to your dad. I know how to handle these things."
"Oh, stop being so smug, Ben. Honestly, the way you pat yourself on the back all the time."
"If I don't, nobody else will, Jessie."
"Well, if they did, you'd be absolutely insufferable."
"Yes, sir, Kit, now you can settle down. Begin to enjoy life. I want you to relax. Look after the boy. Live a normal life."
"Well, Dad, there's only one way I could live a normal life."
"What's that?"
"I'd have to get out of town. Leave Wakefield."
"You mean, take a little trip?" "Not such a bad idea. Probably do you good to get a change of scenery for a while. You say, why don't you take a run up to New York?"
"New York might be all right. Or Arizona or Florida or Timbuktu, for that matter. Anywhere, just so I get out of Wakefield."
"Yes, I agree, kid. It'd do you good to get away. You haven't been yourself lately. It'd probably make a new woman out of you. I'll help you get some clothes together, if you like."
"Oh, that's awfully nice of you, Jessie. But I have everything I need."
"Well, if there's anything I can do, I'd be glad to help."
"I'm sure you would. The minute I mention the possibility of clearing out, you're just the most helpful little thing in the world, aren't you? Anything. You'd give me your Star Sapphire, I think, if I'd only leave 11th Street.
"Well, I don't know if I'd go quite that far, kid. Well, I'll admit I'd welcome the chance to wave a fond farewell from the station platform."
"Yes, I'll bet you would."
"Now listen to me, you two. I'm in no mood to listen to one of your squabbles. There's no reason why the three of us can't be together for 10 minutes without you two behaving like a couple of alley cats. Now, about your trip, Kit. I think Florida might be a good idea. Just go down there, lie in the sun, forget all about the past. And you needn't worry about the baby."
"Needn't I?"
"No. Miss Thorndyke and I can look after the boy. You can forget all about him."
"Oh, if only I could."
"What's that, Kit?"
"Oh, nothing, nothing, Ted. But I'm afraid you're on the wrong track. I've no intention of leaving the child here when I go away."
"Oh, but that's ridiculous. You can't go dragging that youngster all over the place. You know how difficult traveling still is. And besides, what sort of arrest would that be for you?"
"Well, and naturally, Dad, I'd take Miss Thorndyke along."
"Nonsense. You leave that child right where he is. In his nice, comfortable nursery. Besides, you know it's not good for them to have their routines changed. All has to be readjusted again in a month or two when you came home."
"Dad, you're missing the point. I don't intend to be gone for just a month or two."
"All right. 3 months."
"No, Dad. I'm leaving for an indefinite stay."
"An indefinite? Now, look here, Kit. If you have any foolish idea of taking that baby out of the house indefinitely, going off on some wild goose chase..."
"It's not a wild goose chase. I'm going away to look for some peace and quiet. I'm taking my son with me, and that's all. It's perfectly natural."
"It's insane."
"Well, I don't don't know why you're getting so excited about Ben. Kit has the right to do what she pleases. She wants to take her child and go somewhere.
Kit, that child is my grandson.
Yes, but he's also my son. And I propose to take him with me when I leave Wakefield. I'm sick to death of the town. I'm sick of that house on 11th Street. I've got to go away or I'll go stark raving mad. Now, does that make it any clearer? It should please you, Jesse.
Look here, Kit. I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm getting to be an old man. Maybe you think all I care about is my business, making money. But you're wrong. I do that for you, for the family. Since you brought home that baby, I felt like a different person. Felt I had something to work for, live for. You know how I always wanted a son, Kit?
Yes, I do know. I ought to. I was the one who suffered for it because I wasn't a boy.
No, that isn't fair. I don't see how you can say that. Haven't I always looked out for your best interest?
Yes, if they've coincided with your own, Dad.
Kit, I want to do everything I can for my grandson. I've set up that trust fund. He'll go to the best schools. He'll have the very best of opportunities. I've always let you do what you wanted. Now there's something I want, and it isn't a great deal to ask. That is, that you give me the pleasure of watching my grandson grow up in my own house. In my last years, Kit. It's the least you could do for your old dad.
Oh, to hear you talk, one would think you were on your last legs.
Sometimes that's the way I feel. It hasn't been easy for me, Kit. I've had to fight the hard way for everything I've gotten. I've had very little pleasure. Now I want to bring that child up to know how to take care of himself in this world. That's all I look forward to. If you take him away...
Oh, Dad, if I didn't know you better, I'd probably fall for this tear-jerking scene you're putting on. You're so pathetic. But I do know you better, and I think I've got a right to live my own life.
All right. That's the way you want it. Now, you go ahead. Go anywhere you like. But that grandson of mine stays with me, Kit. That's final.
Well, here we are home, anyway. Oh, I think I could do with a cup of tea. How about you, Ben?
No, I have to get on down to the office. I'll see you later. And, Kit, remember what I said.
Well, I suppose now he's going to sulk.
You know what a temper Dad has, Jesse.
Yes, when he's afraid he won't get his own way.
I should have known Dad would make an outcry if I wanted to take that child away.
Naturally, Ben would. You know, kid, it's just possible that I might be able to help you.
Help me? This is rather amusing, Jesse. For once, we're on the same side. I want to go, and you want me to. It's almost a temptation to stay, just to thwart you.
Well, that would be pretty silly, wouldn't it, kid? Fighting off your nose to spite your face?
Anyway, I don't see what you could do.
Oh, you never know. I might think of something.
I can't imagine what you have in mind, Jesse. But knowing you, I'm inclined to be suspicious.
Well, you want to leave, don't you? That's the main thing. What do you care so long as you manage? And there may be a way.
I know you've got something up your sleeve, Jesse. But frankly, I'd rather worry along without your help. Because the truth is, I don't trust you for one minute.
Kit's instinct was right. Jesse Calvert was only interested in getting Ben's daughter and the baby out of the house. And she was thinking that if she could find a way to help Bill Meade gain legal custody of the baby, then Kit would have no reason to stay. And she thought that she had found a way. Yes, Kit, you'd better watch Jesse carefully, for she may succeed in her plan. And the last thing you want is to lose custody of Lisa Fenner's child before you can make it legally your own.